Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Firefighters Podcast, where we seek to develop, inspire, and motivate the world of the emergency services operator through a series of wide-ranging conversations. Now, before we go any further, just hit that rate, follow, or subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to. It's a key performance indicator for us and helps us reach even more people. Now, here's what we've got for you today. My chat today on the podcast is with Jared Johnson. Jared Johnson is a friend and previous guest, 9 times Firefighter Challenge world champion, focusing on fitness, discipline, and mindset. You can find him at Fire Elite. Jared coaches firefighters and tactical athletes from all over the world. And this is a short catch-up that we did together in Saudi Arabia at the Aramco's Toughest Firefighter Alive. There is a lot of background noise going on in this one. There is a coach full of athletes buzzing with energy heading out to our first time to check out the course. But if you can forgive the audio, there is some incredible knowledge bombs in there, some great mindset approaches, and some great pieces of advice from Jared. Thanks for coming back to the podcast. Be sure to check the notes where you'll find links to Jared's social media, and I'll see you on the other side. So, Jared.
Bro, I'm excited to be here, man. Just surrounding yourself with individuals that think at a higher level, that put in the grind, that work, they make the sacrifices. These are my people, so I feel like I'm at home.
Man, well, that's the thing, because when we spoke about this a few weeks ago, I thought you would already be on this, because this is in your realm, you're world champ, you've been around the circuit for 10, 12 longer right. years, yeah. and you were like, never heard of it, Pete, what's this shit, I don't know what it is, sounds great. And then you made the inquiry, and then when you get out here, I mean, you didn't get a chance to see the course last night, you'll see it soon. This is like Fire Fit and the Challenge. This is like that on steroids. The amount of money and engine they've put into this. Like, and you've seen a few people you know. Like, we had a chat with Brad last night. There's some savages here. There's some unknowns. But I wanted to ask you about the training side of it. Because we've just been talking about ultramarathons. We've been talking about my old life of lifting too many weights. You've not had any major injuries. You're hitting in a beautiful sweet spot. But we're talking about longevity as well.
Exactly.
So explain all of that waffle to me, where your body's at now, this competition versus others. This is a longer thing to do. You were training for an ultra recently. How's your body? How's your life?
Man, great question. So how I approach training, it's not just being able to do one thing once, but having the repeatability. And you approach it as firefighting in general. You got one box alarm that you got to get to. You work your ass off. But can you go in again? Can you recover? Do you have enough strength, endurance, aerobic ability, and mindset to push your body past that fatigue point? So that's how I approach my training. Can I do hard efforts for multiple rounds?
Yes.
When it gets tough, when I'm fatigued, can I keep pushing? Finding that next level. So I see the Toughest Firefighter Alive exactly like that. It's 4 stages of hard, intense work. And I'm going to approach this with full intensity because I know each discipline, I can probably get it within 90 seconds or less. Yeah. Then I have literally 3 minutes of full recovery.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Gore-Tex Professional Fabrics. Now, we all know the working environment of a firefighter is filled with challenges. We face serious risks on the job, such as heat exhaustion, burns, physical and mental stress, and we frequently come into contact with high levels of toxic chemicals. Now, I have been wearing Gore-Tex for nearly 2 decades on the front line, working in hostile environments, tackling challenging incidents from firefighting to water incidents and in urban search and rescue environments. Gore-Tex have a well-earned reputation for protecting professionals in the fire and emergency services through their family of highly innovative, waterproof, breathable moisture barriers that exceeds global performance standards and are trusted worldwide. Gore-Tex. Going further together.
This is where I think you're in that beautiful sweet spot, because your missus is big into the CrossFit world as well, and you do a lot of that training, a lot of your clients, you do a lot of that interval, high intensity interval training. Anyway, speaking with Jens, I think it was, yesterday. He was throwing salt, because he was like,
he's the champion.
I look forward to seeing, he's champion at this, but that's because you ain't showed up yet, and no one else has showed up yet, and I was like, he was saying, oh, I'm going to see Jared fall apart on the course, and I was like, mate, I'm sure Jared will struggle, it'll be a hard competition, but he is a professional athlete, he's not just going to roll up to this, but he's used to doing the 90 second runs and stuff like that. I says, yeah, but he does do CrossFit, mate, he does run a gym. I was like,
you know what I love about
those workouts?
Yeah, you know what I love about that, Pete, is being at the top, I always love to feel as I'm the underdog.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
I have something to prove, not for anybody else, but for myself.
Yeah.
To hear these words of throwing negativity of I'm going to fall apart, that's only going to make me fucking better, bro.
But there's two minds for it. Because like, I've got me versus me tattooed on my back, because that's always it.
Yeah.
Like, who shows up? That's not in your sphere of control.
Yeah.
You are in your sphere of control.
100%.
You control you. And that really is the extent of what you can have an influence on. Do you know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely. You know, I love competition. I believe it brings out the best in every individual. It actually exposes the individual, because everyone is afraid to be exposed in front of a peers
yes.
of who they truly respect.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is where I thrive. Put me in the biggest spotlight, the hardest challenge, and I get to show who the fuck Jared Johnson is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know where I'm going to see, I think we'll see that most? Like, have you seen the doing the My Zone stuff here? Have they told you about
that? Yeah.
So they're like, we're going to strap everybody at Hiring Monitors. We're going to have it on the screen. And they were like, so we'll see how hard the athletes work. And I was like, yeah, kind of. But you realize 95% of us walking into that arena, our fucking heart rate is going to be bouncing anyway because the adrenaline, how
Absolutely.
Scared everybody is.
Yeah.
But I think there'll be a few people, and I don't know what yours will be like, but like there'll be a few people stepping in there who will still be managing to control it, because that's a factor as well, right? That
100%.
Conditioning of performing on a stage, you do this like on a monthly, but I mean, obviously you train the course every week, but you do these competitions on like a monthly basis. How is that for people that you know will be a savage, but haven't been on that stage before?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, the mindset component to anything is probably the largest way to show your preparedness, your readiness. Having nerves is a good thing, but you have to know how to utilize them. In my experience, being able to control the controllables, I can control what I'm thinking in my head. I am confident, I am calm because of the work and the preparation that I put in. There is zero doubt that my ability is not going to be at the top of the level because I have put in the work. I have made the sacrifices. I have not missed. I show up daily. And that's the difference maker between a champion and someone who is just coming out here to compete.
In other news, this episode is brought to you in partnership with MSA Safety. Today we have them to thank for the improved firefighter safety through connectivity in their brand new connected firefighter system. At the center of the connected firefighter platform is the MSA M1 SCBO with telemetry. You can view battery life, air pressure, and estimated time remaining either independently on the M1 itself or from the Lunar connected device screen. Also, still with the air status, alarm information, search status, and all of this provided to the incident command for confident decision making during the scene. That integrates straight in with the Lunar system, which is a wireless all-in-one device creating an independent search and rescue network, providing edge detection, enhanced personal thermal imaging, while simplifying post-scene reporting and data retention. One of the key parts of the Lunar is their FAST system, the Firefighting Assisting Search Technology. This combines directional and distance information with thermal imaging to help find separated teammates and decrease response time. It actually connects you to the other crews in the vicinity for a unified search during the time of mutual aid by instantly notifying the network of Lunar devices when there is a downed crew member, allowing for a prompt search and rescue. All of this then plugs into the FireGrid system for cloud-based connectivity, real-time information, and data-driven decisions for the incident commander. It enables you to see the exact location of your firefighters on the scene. And it doesn't require you to be sat on the station. The MSA hub then provides a wireless gateway straight to the cloud, enabling wireless on-scene data for local and remote incident command for additional eyes on the scene. MSA are truly taking massive strides in the future of improved firefighter safety through connectivity. MSA is dedicated to increasing safety in the fire service through technological advancements. Various feature enhancements, new products, partnerships, and integrations will provide additional capabilities readily accessible by products, software, and services in the brand new MSA Connected Firefighter platform. Now back to the show.
You're right, though. It's the way you frame it, isn't it? Because I remember someone, I remember hearing two performers, one young lady that had said she struggled with anxiety, and then I think it was Sting or someone was giving the same story, and they used it as like a double take on social media, and she was saying, you know, it's when I'm outside the stage and my hands get sweaty and my chest starts flowing, I feel like my stomach, and then she goes, and that's when I know I'm going to have an panic attack. But then you hear Sting, and he was like, how do you do it? And he goes, and my body gets ready. And he says, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I feel my hands get a bit sweaty. You know, I feel that palpitations in my chest. And then I know I'm ready. 100%. It's the same thing, but it's how you perceive it. Like you say, this thing is growing. It's your body telling you something important is about to happen, and I'm fucking ready for it.
Bingo.
Versus something big is about, it's going to hit me. It's going to hurt me. I'm going to die. I'm scared. I break down.
Exactly.
So how you must have seen that with so many athletes. So like, because when you... like you said about the stage as well, like you'll have so many people in your gym that are a savage, but they're a savage when they're ready on a Saturday morning for the class with the people that they know. When you put them on the stage, how have you trained that and that conditioning? Is it just exposure or what?
It 100 reps is the mother of all skill, right? Okay. The more time, the more reps, the more practice, the more confident you become. But how my mindset is approached, we are firefighters.
Yeah.
We need to be 100% prepared, ready for any chaos that we have to respond to. So if you are not ready for a competition under controlled environment, it is safe, you have spectators here cheering you on, and you're still nervous, what happens when life is on the line? When danger is ensuing, when chaos is going around you, do you break under pressure then, or do you thrive to the occasion and get the job done? Because that is what we live for. That is why we are firefighters.
Absolutely. Talk to me a little bit about longevity before we close, because how old are you now?
37 in April.
37, baby. 37 years young. And we were talking before this, like, I'm a bit of a fucking moron. I don't know when to stop. That's the addict in me. And your body has barriers. Your body says, stop now, this is too hard. And most of them you can break through. But at some point, there is a genuine one. And that's where I've tore my pec off. I've snapped my knee. I've for done sure. something stupid, because that was actually your body saying, no, this is too much. So, you know, how do we gauge between the Goggins of the world and saying, sure. no, let's just fucking work till we bleed and my arsehole falls out? Because that's not sustainable. And even right. when you look at him, he's a couple of surgeries on his, he's fucking, you know, he's fucked.
Right.
That's not the way to do it. As much as we glorify that, and I love the man, it's like, that's maybe not the way to go. You have not had any major injuries, but you do well to bounce between that 70 and 90%. 70 and 90, you don't seem, how do you control that mentally between getting the best out of yourself, but not just tipping that bit and snapping?
If you're a regular listener to the podcast, then chances are you are big into your own personal development and the development of firefighters around you. So I wanted to remind you of our mobile app Drillbug. This is a free training and development resources made by firefighters for firefighters. Heading on to Drillbug, you will find incident debriefs, radio messages, knots and lines, quick reference guides, quizzes every single day. We've got useful links to the ERG, to Web Rescue, to Jessup, Euro Rescue, 10-second triage, National Operational Guidance. You've got trauma skills sessions and questions in there with 10-second surveys, patient handovers, questioning, bleed controls, vitals, major incidents. And not to mention our daily quizzes where you will find questions on extrication, casualty handling, breathing apparatus, fire development, water rescue, rope rescue, you name it. It is the go-to resource if you've got a spare 5 minutes on the firehouse to develop yourself and those around you. Not only that, if you're looking to get into the fire service, we've got advice on there on interview questions, interview answers. You can build your own questioning in there. We've got radio messages apps where you can develop and put together your own methane if coat, and a whole area dedicated to knots and lines and incident debriefs as well. All of the incident debriefs that we have gone through on the podcast, you'll find them there. And again, remember, this is built by firefighters for firefighters, so you can add your own drills in there. You can pick the drills that you find the most favorite. When you go to search for different drills in there, you can find breathing apparatus, hazmat, incident command, ladder drills, pumping, RTC, trauma skills, winching and recovery, urban search and rescue, height rescue, water rescue. There is literally hundreds of training ideas, hundreds of drills in there. And you can continue to build this library of resource for yourself and for firefighters all around the world. Remember, this app is absolutely free and it grows every single day down to the contributions of our thousands and thousands of users. So if you've got that favorite training drill and you want to share it with somebody else, get in there. If you're looking for ideas for training yourself and your crews, get in there. It's freely available on Android, Apple, and you will find it in the links for this podcast. Remember, it's called personal development. The clue's in the name. You've got to work twice as hard on yourself as you do on the job. So always be growing, always be developing. Now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, there's a saying in the fitness world or fitness space is reward the pacer. You are not going to show up in every single workout, every single training and hit a PR. Have the mindset of you have to build a large foundation, a huge aerobic base.
That reservoir.
Muscle endurance. Then you can start layering on top of that, getting stronger, more power, more specific training that you are trying to approach. Then I have a mindset of, is my only limitation to being the greatest what I create in my head? And that's where that Goggins mindset and mentality comes into play. It's a balance, and I hate using that word, because to be the greatest, there is no fucking balance. You're either all in, because all in is all it fucking works, or you're not at the level that you want to be. So you have to choose what is important, but you have to listen to your body. Is it actual injury, or is it pain because you are tired, you're sore, you're recovered? And only truly you know what you've been skipping, what you've been missing. And is that the proper sleep? Is that the proper fueling? Is that the proper recovery? Are you minimizing those components, and it's leading into negative outcomes? When we
do you do full rest days, or do you do active recovery and just like spin in zone two for an hour? Or
yeah,
do you rest full? Or?
There are certain days. I would say one full day, it is a true recovery day where I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Majority of the time, I just feel better as a individual for my mindset to do active recovery, which is what you were saying, the zone two work, some active recovery, just moving your body. I think it provides you better energy, right? That way you can tackle the challenges of life that we are exposed to every single day.
Today's podcast is powered by our partner Lifelines and their revolutionary approach to functional hydration. Just like in firefighting, water is essential for body function, but studies show more than 80% of firefighters are dehydrated. A 25-year study findings from the National Institute of Health showed poor hydration to be linked to early aging and chronic disease, and even mild dehydration results in significant negative impact outcomes, including headaches, exhaustion, rapid pulse, irritability, and poor cognitive function. A study conducted by Yale University showed that participants who were just 1% dehydrated had a 12% increase in errors when performing tasks that required cognitive flexibility. In addition, dehydration is shown to worsen mood and attitude, contribute to confusion and poor decision making, and negatively affect memory and judgment. In other words, you really don't want your incident commander, firefighter, or for that matter, any first responder on a critical scene to be even slightly dehydrated. Mild dehydration occurs when a person is just 1.5% dehydrated, a condition that does not even trigger the thirst response in most people. So just imagine how quickly a firefighter or any first responder can and does become dehydrated in their day-to-day duties, which is why I address my hydration first thing every day with Lifelines. Go into the notes for this episode and specifically check out Lifelines Hydro Fuel and Hydro OG by clicking in the notes for the podcast for a clean energy solution designed for those who demand more from their day. Now back to the show.
What do you think about this, people coining hybrid athlete and stuff lately? Like, so people will look at you, and I'm sure, like, we had a conversation about CrossFit this morning, your missus does a lot of it, and the natural thing that people will say to you all the time is, oh, Jared, you should do this.
Right.
You should do powerlifting. You should do CrossFit. Oh, have you heard of these ultramarathons? You should do that. You have chosen to be one of the greatest at a specific thing.
Yeah.
How do you discipline yourself from not being the jack of all trades and not being great at anything?
Yeah, I think it's what level do you want to create within your life? Do you want to be average in the things that you pursue, or do you want to be the motherfucker who is at the top? And I think being that savage that's at the top speaks more to me. It requires a level of discipline where, think of this, the only way that you are going to be at the top is by burning every freaking bridge that you crossed. If you sailed on boat, you fucking burned the boat.
Yeah.
And there's no way to get back, and it's only forward, and that's how you win.
Nice. How do you still get the buzz from it? Last thing, because I know we're heading off on a trip now, but how do you keep getting the fun and enjoyment out of this? Because you've done it now. You've proven it. You've done it. I'm not saying get the fuck out of the way and let some of us, the rest of us, look okay. But, like, you can't still get the same buzz from it, which is okay. You obviously coach a lot of people. You lead by example. There's a great deal of authenticity in that. But how do you consistently reinvent the win to get that buzz from it?
I want to be that individual who shows up and just doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Right? I want to walk the walk. If I'm going to tell people to do X, Y, Z, you can rest assured I am doing that times 10. And to be a leader requires a lot of responsibility. I want to pour into other individuals and show them that they are capable more in life, because I have proved it myself. I am nothing. I am a human just like everyone that is on this bus. And the level of discipline and the work ethic and the mindset that it takes to be the best at something is tremendous.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are afraid. They have self-doubt. They fear, which stops action. So how do you reverse that? How do you build the self-confidence to know your worth and to be something that you are proud of, that you are great? And I think it's like living a larger life, wanting more, having that desire, the faith and the belief that you can be more. And that's what sticks with me, is being a young kid, a runt of three older brothers who are just
My conversation with your dad is one of my favorite podcasts.
Yeah,
the fucking gems of wisdom that man dropped. I started taking notes at the beginning of it, and after about two fucking pages, I was like, fuck it.
Right.
I can't keep writing on this shit. I'm just going to listen to Jimmy because this man is.
Pops.
And there's a big thing about there as well, isn't there? Like the people you place yourself around.
100%. The environment, the individuals that you surround yourself with, that energy that you are constantly around, that's only going to lift you up. You can spend more of your time with people that you don't respect, who aren't going after life at a high level. And guess what? You'll probably be right there with them.
You know the most beautiful thing about your dad as well, and I think it was a beautiful like analogy for people that feel like their life is a different chapter. You did some work with him a few years ago, managed to get him out of, he wasn't happy with where he was physically. He pulled himself out of that. He surrounded himself with different people, changed them habits, embedded these healthy behaviors, got himself back on the course. And that really shows that, look, people listen to this, they're like, okay, yes, Jared's never been out of shape, so fuck him. You know what I mean? But I am in a difficult place now.
Right.
But that's just the story they're telling themselves, because your dad's a great example of getting himself back out there.
Exactly. And you know what? It's not where you come from, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, I've never been overweight. I've never been obese. I've never been unhealthy. I've never been homeless or had an addiction problem. But we all struggle in life the same way as humans, right? There has been countless number of times that I have been depressed. I have been, you know, mentally broken. I have been stressed out. Life's hardships adds up, and everyone experiences things differently. So you're not alone if you're in that place, if you're struggling, if you're in that dark place.
I think it's harder sometimes, not to sympathize, but like for people like you, because people champion the underdog.
Yeah.
People that think they haven't got it in them, or they're on the comeback or something like that. Someone who is constantly performing at a high rate, unless you show up and fucking hit 100,
right,
no one gives a fuck. And they're like, well, you should do that. I expect that of you.
Exactly.
So that is a huge fucking mental weight.
And what people don't see, Pete, is they are enjoying life in the moment.
Yeah.
I have made that sacrifice today.
Yes.
I am not going out. I'm not having fun. I'm not partying. I'm not drinking. Yeah. I'm not doing drugs. I'm not doing these things for entertainment and excitement now. I'm giving those up so I can express my greatest self and reach that highest potential, because I will be more proud when I see myself in the mirror than to look back and say, I just fucked off.
Man, I love that. Ready to run through a fucking wall. I'll tell you what, end of the week, let's do a debrief. We'll get somewhere quiet. We'll find somewhere in a hotel. We'll get you, Brad, a couple of others. We'll debrief for people that have never done this, learning from the best, seeing what the tactics and strategies were. But love it, brother.
Yeah, awesome, man.
The Firefighters Podcast was created to recognize, acknowledge, inspire, and hopefully even motivate these incredible individuals who have chosen to be part of the first responder community. Our driving purpose is to create a legacy resource for the current and future generations of firefighters and first responders. We get some incredible feedback from listeners and guests. And as the podcast grows, our desire to create longevity and sustainability means that we are asking for the support of our listeners. If you want to support the podcast, if you want to get discounts to our merchandise, hoodies, clothing, coins, patches, tallies, and also access to all of the incredible documents get shared with us from our podcast guests and sector leaders, then please head over to our Patreon page, and for just £3 a month, you can support the future of the podcast. Please finally hit that follow, subscribe, or rate button on the platform you're listening. And wherever you're around the world, please support your emergency services responders. And thank you for listening.